From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Every Thursday, we read from your letters. This week, we have a couple on aviation topics.
William Montgomery of Vienna, Virginia, heard Professor Robert Falzgraf of Tufts University speak here about the NATO AWACS planes that have been moved from Europe to patrol the Atlantic coast. Mr. Montgomery writes that he is a former naval officer and aircraft commander in the Navy's carrier-based airborne early warning platform.
Like several other listeners, he noted an error. AWACS is a modified Boeing 707, not a 747. He also writes this. Professor Falzgraf made much of the unprecedented nature of this deployment, invoking Article 5 of the North Atlantic Treaty to provide collective defense as a result of the recent attacks is certainly unique, but the use of NATO airborne early warning assets to augment or relieve U.S. AWACS actually is not.
Mike Rizzetti of Berryville, Virginia, is a captain on 757 and 767 airliners. He writes, I was appalled when I heard your story with James Coyne about controlling planes from the ground. He writes, in flying, things always happen that are never supposed to happen. He recalls a flight on which a large dog got out of his kennel in the baggage compartment, and as he dug through the fiberglass compartment liner, he started to encounter some of the wire bundles that are so much a part of modern airliners. As you can imagine, the cockpit started lighting up like a Christmas tree. It seemed as if the pilots would solve one problem, only to have another one pop up. After they got the airplane on the ground and opened up the baggage compartment, they saw the happy pooch and the shredded wires. What would have been the result if this had been a remote control airplane?
Also these items. Listener Homa Ahmed of Dallas, Texas, heard Robert refer to Qatar as the Emirate of Qatar. And elsewhere on NPR, heard someone else refer to Qatar as an emirate part of the United Arab Emirates. Neither is correct. Although Qatar's ruler is an emir, the country is formally the state of Qatar.
Ken Brostrom submits what he describes as a minor quibble. We described the Kevin Costner character in the movie Field of Dreams as a man searching for his father, Shoeless Joe Jackson, in the rows of his Iowa cornfield. Mr. Brostrom corrects us. Shoeless Joe, played by Ray Liotta, is the first ghost to materialize on that mythical ball field. But the father was a man who had once played minor league baseball and who had been beaten down by life by the time his son was born.
The reference was in our item on the popularity of mazes. Nancy Strong of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, wrote to us about that, specifically the question we posed about whether the maze was used as a meditational tool. She says we're confusing a maze with a labyrinth. A maze is a game, she writes. It has tricks and dead ends. It's rather like the mirror house at the state fair. Its purpose is entertainment. A labyrinth is an ancient meditational tool. From the beginning of the labyrinth to the center, there is only one path. It twists and turns, much as our lives do, but it leads only to the center. There are no dead ends. Walking the path focuses the mind. Reaching the center is comparable to centering the mind and finding peace.
Our email address is atc@npr.org. The street address is Letters, All Things Considered, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. And no matter which address you use, please tell us where you're writing from and how you pronounce your name.